translation by Srila Prabhupada. By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. By devotional service or by the most confidential knowledge, one can understand very easily how the different energies of the Lord are working. One part of energy is manifesting the material world. The other, superior part of His energy, is manifesting the spiritual world. And the via medium energy is manifesting the living entities who are serving either of the above-mentioned energies. The living entities serving material energy are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. But those in the spiritual energy are placed under the direct service of the Lord in eternal life, complete knowledge, and perpetual bliss. The Lord desires, as He has directly said in the Bhagavad Gita, that all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to Him by giving up all engagements in the material world. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. But this can be understood only by pure devotees, and only such devotees enter the kingdom of God to see Him personally and serve Him personally. The concrete example is Narada himself, who attained this stage of eternal knowledge and eternal bliss, and the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow in the footsteps of Sri Narada Muni. According to Shruti, the Supreme Lord has unlimited energies without effort by Him, and these are described under three principal headings as above mentioned. Inavaham bhagavato vasudevasya vedasa mayanubhavam avidam jena gachanti tatpadam. By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to Him and personally meet Him. Om Ajnana Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Sita Ram Lakshmi Nanda Maya Ki Jai. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Oh, this is, it's my first time wearing glasses. It's a pain in the pain. So this Narada Muni, he's the first devotee in the Bhagavatam, whom is practically the first pastime of the Bhagavatam. Narada Muni is telling his story. And he's telling his story to Vyasadeva, in order to propitiate or direct him, instruct him, that he should directly take to the glorification description of Krishna's pastimes. This is called devotional service. Devotional service culminates in hearing the Lord's pastimes. Bhagavad Gita is a preliminary study of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, where these three energies of the Lord mentioned in this purport are described: the jiva, the external energy, and the spiritual energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the seventh chapter, in just two verses, 4 and 5, or 5 and 6, I think it's 4 and 5. Krishna summarizes these material and spiritual energies. Bhumim apodnilo vayo, you all know that verse. The 8 separated energies. And then apariyamitas tvanyam, prakritim vidime param. That the consciousness is the superior energy. and it moves matter. And consciousness comes from persons. It's impossible for consciousness to be separate from a person. When we see the material world, we see the ocean is moving, the waves are moving, but actually it's the wind that's moving the water. And if we go back, we'll see there's a wind god. He's moving the air. Air is just inert matter. It cannot move without the influence of consciousness. So this must be the very firm foundation of our life that Bhagavad Gita Krishna has given us, that the matter and spirit are two energies, and one is superior to the other. And that superior energy is a result of persons. Therefore, you find Vayu is a person, and inert matter, namely the air, is moved by him. And this is just one element of the material world. The Bhumi Apu no Vayu, Kama Nibuddhi, anyway. Apu is air? Yeah. Water. Who's good at Sanskrit? Nalo. Vayu. So all this inert matter is surcharged with the spiritual energy of personalities who are empowered by the supreme personality, Krishna. So if you go back, you'll find there is Ishvara Parama Krishna, the supreme consciousness. And he's a person. And he has intelligence. He has all things that personalities have, as do all of us. But we are condemned here in the external energy, and our attitude of life has been to take this matter and try to enjoy it. Anando Mayo Bhyasat. The purpose of life, they asked Srila Prabhupada, what is the meaning of life? He said, Ananda, bliss, happiness. So because we are the superior energy acting in the material world, we can never quite find happiness. This is a fact. Says here, Prabhupada says, the living entities are struggling hard for existence and happiness, which is presented to them as illusion. So this is the whole theme of the Bhagavatam right from the beginning. Tejo vari mridam vinimayo yatra trisago mrisa. As water is sometimes seen on land, or land is sometimes seen as on water, but they are both mistaken, illusory visions of the living being. So similarly, the living being is mistaken when he is in a pure bodily conception of life. Now here we see, Prabhupada says, the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna. We can just imagine when we used to fly into Calcutta Airport, and you imagine your first time going to India. It's an amazing experience. And in the old days, when you flew into Calcutta Airport, you walk off the plane into the terminal, and the first thing you see is Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So you realize that this country is extraordinarily influenced by God, God consciousness. And if you go all over India, it's full of temples, temples of Varaha, temples of Narsingadev, temples of Sitaram, temples of the demigods also, although that is more of a modern introduction. Prabhupada explains in the first canto, when Vidura is wandering around the pilgrimage places, that the chakras on the temples, this denotes that mostly Vishnu is being worshipped in ancient India, Vishnu temples. And sometimes there was a Durga temple or a Shiva temple as a complement, being the topmost demigod or the topmost Vaishnava. So we see the extraordinary influence of the avatars. Nanavatara makarad bhavaneshu kintu. Svayam date Krishna svayam samavat manyo. that of all these incarnations, the supreme is Krishna. And therefore, you see, Krishna is the most worshipped in India. Prabhupada says that Janmashtami is celebrated in India even by the Muslims and all other religions. It's a big festival, like Christmas in the West. So, and if we come to the Western countries, maybe England and Western Europe, we'll see the influence of Jesus Christ. There are churches everywhere. I've just been in France. There's like two churches in a tiny village. It's incredible how many churches there are. We cannot underestimate the influence of Christianity in the Western world in the last couple of thousand years or so. It's phenomenal. We see that the human being is naturally God conscious. And so that is Krishna's influence. He doesn't just create the material world and throw us in there and it's all darkness of ignorance. It is, but due to his effort, Dharmasya Glani Bharata, Abhyutanama Dharmasya. What's the next verse? Yada Yada, Hi Dharmasya. So Krishna, he's never inattentive. He's always very, very busy, without effort. It's all Leela and happiness for him. He's coming into this world. Ajo Pisan Navyatma Bhutanamishvaro Pisan. He's the supreme power, the supreme controller. But for his pleasure and for his compassion and kindness, he's always coming into this material world in unlimited incarnations. Nanavatara Makarad Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Rama Samabhavat Pumanyo. So of all the incarnations, Krishna is the supreme. Or he's the original. He's Swayam. Ete Krishna Swayam. He's the original personality of Godhead. And therefore his influence is the greatest. Krishna's Leela is the most prominent, the greatest. The planet of Goloka is the whole of Vaikuntha planets. Is just one small, is in one small corner of Nanda Maharaj's courtyard in Vrindavan Dham. So the size of Goloka, although it has no material measurements, it's vast. So therefore, when you go all over the world, especially in Southeast Asia, you see the influence of Krishna, Krishna's Leela, lifting Govardhan Hill, the Rasa Leela. It's everywhere, it's all pervading in the history, in the ancient architecture and temples. So, because Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, then his influence is the greatest. And therefore, he arranges the spiritual energy for human beings by his teachings, Krishna's instructions. Krishna has five super excellences, and one of them is that he has summarized all religious instruction into one shloka. Sarva dharma parichaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarve papebhyo moksha yasyami ma suja. I kind of lost my thread a bit here. So Krishna, it is said that 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu are equal to 3 names of Lord Ram. And one name of Krishna is equal to three names of Ram. So Krishna's holy name is supreme. Krishna's mantra is supreme. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami has written this prayers to Lord Chaitanya. And he says that he doesn't place much importance on Vamana bringing the Ganges into the universe. He doesn't place much importance on Lord Ram or Narsingadev killing Hiranyakashipu or Ram killing Ravana. For him, Lord Chaitanya, Shabha Avatara, Sharashiramani, he's the essence of all incarnations. And his incarnation eclipses all previous incarnations. His influence. He came only 500 years ago, and his influence revived Krishna consciousness throughout India, and followed by him were all the acharyas. So it's the influence of their spiritual energy which creates the space in the material world for Krishna consciousness to develop. I'm okay, thanks. In Bhakti Vikasa Swami's written this huge biography of Bhakti Siddhanta. So if you think about it, just from a material perspective, he's just a sadhu, a holy person who preaches about God. And yet, the English, when he arrived at the train station in Madras, the English brought all the soldiers on horses, and the governor, the English governor, came out, and there was elephants and cannons just for his arrival at the train station in Madras. How powerful he was. Yet from a material perspective, just like now, in the media, religious people aren't very important. Although at Prince Harry's wedding there, the royal family, they had this African-American preacher come. And he made all the headlines, you know, because he preached gospel style in an English church in Windsor, and it made big headlines. But generally, religious people aren't very considered very significant. Like in France, the politicians, they're not allowed to mention the word God. Not even allowed to mention the word. It's illegal. It's a pure secular country. When you're distributing books there, you give them the book and it says, Le Seigneur means the Lord. So they don't want the book because it says the Lord. They will reject it, wholesale rejection. Still, the preaching work goes on because Prabhupada says, even if they touch the book, they get benefit. Now, we think about that for a minute. You know, it's like just by touching the book, they get benefit. It's an extremely amazing thing. We become familiar with our spiritual life because we live here in the temple. But sometimes when you take receptive people around, where is the highlight of the tour when you take people around the manor? Prabhupada's rooms, of course. Who said that, Jayadev? When you take people into Prabhupada's rooms, they're stunned. They wanted to come to the manor, visit out of curiosity or out of some interest. They don't know very much. They've never read any books, but they've heard of the manor. They're quite attracted to some spiritual life. And they come here. I brought one lady recently. She was crying, but not in a sentimental way, or she was actually properly got spiritual energy. She was stunned. She said, I didn't expect all this. So Bhaktisiddhanta's influence was very powerful. Then Srila Prabhupada, his influence on the world has yet to mature. It's still very early in our movement. We've distributed millions and millions and millions of books. And in England, our book distribution and Harinam is working. It's working. People respect us because these books are so authoritative. Prabhupada said they just read one word. So everyone knows the books are quite difficult to access for the materialists. Even for us, when we start, we manage to read Bhagavad Gita. Then when we're purified, we read Bhagavatam, and we can start to appreciate the books. Actually, the reading of the books gets better and better as the years go by, because you can go deeper and deeper, and your consciousness, your spiritual energy develops. So you actually see more and more wonderful knowledge within these books. So we're still at very early days. Education, Varnashram, protecting cows. These are very early, big projects that we have to work on. So our movement is directly authorized from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. He's the instigator of all the preaching. He preaches himself in different avatars. And each avatar has a different shakti. Like Prithu, he had the shakti to rule the world. Narada Muni had the bhakti shakti to preach devotional service. And by this process of understanding Krishna and preaching Krishna consciousness, we can achieve the purpose of evolution. Prabhupada said the purpose of evolution, like it says here, is to meet the Supreme Lord face to face. The Lord desires that all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to Him by giving up all engagements in the material world. So we are assimilating this knowledge. First you hear the knowledge, you assimilate it by practice, and then the perfection is to go back to Godhead, to become an associate of the Lord. And this happens when you have the spiritual strength to give up all engagements in the material world. And this giving up all engagements or gathering spiritual strength comes from hearing and chanting the pastimes of Krishna. Lord Brahma says, Jnane priyasam udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiyavatam stane istita shutikatam danuvhanmano bhya ye prayaso jita jita pyasitas trilokya. He says that even while remaining in your occupational activities, just like my son, he started to go to work and he started reading Prabhupada's books on the train when he commutes. So he's asking me some questions. He says, well, I want to work, I want to earn money, I have a few ambitions. I said, that's all right. This is what Lord Brahma is saying. Stane stita. You can stay in your occupational duty. You can be anything in this world. But if you are here, give your life, Prabhupada, the translation, it says, dedicating your life to the narrations of Krishna that emanate from himself or from his devotees. It says the pearl-like mouths of the devotees. This process actually conquers Krishna. Just like here, it says devotional service is the most confidential knowledge. So Krishna's form as Narayan is perfect. Krishna's form in Dwarka and Mathura is more perfect. But his form in Vrindavan is most perfect. That is where his pastimes reach the pinnacle of perfection and happiness and loving exchange. So by dedicating our lives to hearing this narration, even at the same time engaging in our material life, we have to earn money, bring up our families, achieve certain goals of economic development, family life, material happiness, all these things. But if at the same time we hear and chant, not only chant Hare Krishna, but you must chant and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna book, and all these things. All these books that Prabhupada has given, they're directly spiritual. So this is the proper process for approaching Krishna. Bhakti Mama Bijana Ti. And the other thing is that you have to give up mental speculation. And that's why it's very painful in the material world for the devotees, because sometimes you meet a lot of spiritual groups and they're all mental speculators. They're all impersonal speculators. They cannot understand Krishna. He is protected. Naham prakasha savasha yoga maya samavrita. Krishna says, I am not manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. Therefore, you have to take shelter of the pure devotee, to submit to the pure devotee, to actually begin to get faith in Krishna and be able to perceive that there is a spiritual world full of variety where the personality of Godhead resides in his eternal blissful form as a supreme enjoyer like that. So Narada Muni, he's understanding that Krishna is the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of everything, and the supreme controller, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Hare Krishna. Some idea that, Hare Krishna, there's a Krishna, you know, bridge preaching and wearing Western clothes and no tilak and growing our hair and all these kind of things. You know, there's a kind of theme. And it's nice. We have a balance. But funny enough, I just went to this festival in Germany to sell incense. I was invited. And I was shocked. There's this guru, and he's got thousands of Western followers, and they're like an imitation ISKCON. They have dhoti. They have tilak, much weirder than our tilak. They have bead bags, neck beads, the whole thing. It was a really strange experience. Because they're not devotees. They look like devotees and that, but they're not educated in the Shastra. They're not theistically enlightened, as we are from day one, because they have impersonal conception. Therefore, it's all about love and just feeling, you know, all these things. But their tilak is a mixture of Sri and Gaudiya tilak. It's a bit of a speculative hodgepodge thing. But it really, you know, the amount of followers they had was amazing. Amazing. So we don't have to worry about many things like that. Nowadays, the young people, they don't care what you're wearing. They don't even blink when you go out in dhoti and talk to them. They're very open and liberal. So maybe we could have some discussion and questions.